This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider the soda bottle. Single serving or the big 2-liter ones. All plastic, the bottles and the caps. And you multiply that by, I don't know, a gazillion, and that is a whole lot of plastic. Hence the news from Pepsi today, which, of course, does make more than just soda bottles. But they are going to use recycled materials from now on in half of all their packaging. They're going to reduce what's called virgin plastic, plastic made fresh. They're going to reduce its use by half by 2030, not from now on, starts in 2030. But as Marketplace's Caroline Champlin reminds us, going, you know, more green, that's a business opportunity.
Oceanworks is a recycled plastic wholesaler. CEO Vanessa Coleman says they gather up used plastic, including some found in the ocean.
So you can imagine this waste plastic coming into a processing plant. It comes in bales of bottles.
It gets ground into flakes, then melted into a plastic noodle. That gets cut into pellets and sold to companies, like Clorox. They use the pellets in some plastic bags. Coleman says that matters to customers.
The Gen Z millennials are looking to buy more sustainable. And, you know, what that means is they're paying attention to the ingredients that go into their products.
The burden of recycling has shifted from consumers to companies, says Yale researcher Reed Lifset.
My hypothesis is that the industry sees that public concern has not gone away.
But are there even enough plastic recyclers around to sustain big companies like Pepsi?
Yeah, it's a great question because a lot has to change.
Like more bottle redemption centers and better curbside systems. UC Berkeley professor Kate O'Neill agrees.
They will come at a cost, too. I mean, it's not cheap to recycle plastic to a reusable state.
Pepsi has to balance those expenses with the cost of losing customers, says Rabobank beverage analyst Jim Watson.
It's the least favored of the beverage packaging right now, the one that has the worst connotations behind it.
Watson says it'll be down to consumers to keep Pepsi's changes on track. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.